Chapter 4. Wipe your feet! Don't track mud on the nice, clean floors, Mom called. Her voice echoed against the bare walls of the empty living room. I stepped into the hallway. The house smelled of paint. The painters had just finished on Thursday. It was hot in the house, much hotter than outside.
This kitchen light won't go on,
Dad called from the back.
Did the painters turn off the electricity or something?
How should I know? Mom shouted back. Their voices sounded so loud in the big, empty house. Mom, there's someone upstairs, I cried, wiping my feet on the new welcome mat and hurrying into the living room. She was at the window, staring out at the rain, looking for the movers, probably. She spun around as I came in.
What?
There's a boy upstairs. I saw him in the window, I said, struggling to catch my breath. Josh entered the room from the back hallway. He'd probably been with Dad. He laughed.
Is someone already living here?
There's no one upstairs, Mom said, rolling her eyes.
Are you two going to give me a break today or what?
What did I do? Josh whined.
Listen, Amanda, we're all a little on edge today, Mom started. But I interrupted her.
I saw his face, Mom, in the window. I'm not crazy, you know.
Says who? Josh cracked.
Amanda.
Mom bit her lower lip, the way she always did when she was exasperated.
You saw a reflection of something, of a tree, probably.
She turned back to the window. The rain was coming down in sheets now, the wind driving it noisily against the large picture window. I ran to the stairway, cupped my hands over my mouth, and shouted up to the second floor, "Who's up there?" No answer. "Who's up there?" I called a little louder. Mom had her hands over her ears.
"Amanda, please."
Josh had disappeared into the dining room. He was finally exploring the house. "There's someone up there," I insisted, and impulsively, I started up the wooden stairway, my sneakers thudding loudly on the bare steps.
"Amanda,"
I heard Mom call.